LP.
Hey, is Lynn in?
Is he?
Hey, Lynn, this is Nico calling from the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing this afternoon?
All right.
Good, good luck. I know you're busy. I'm not trying to take up a lot of your time. I'm actually following up on a pre-approved finance offer. A bank mailed out to your business a couple weeks ago, pre-approved you guys for some equipment financing and working capital for about $250,000. So I'm just circling back, seeing if you guys have any need for financing right now.
Man, I don't really right now. I'm not going to buy anything else this year, I don't think.
No, you guys aren't looking to bring on maybe any type of trucks, anything like that right now?
No, I mean, I'm in the waste business. I buy boxes some, but I'm trying to pay for them cash as I go. But
okay. Do you ever,
what kind of rate you guys at? My last truck I bought, I got 3.2.
Well, that's a pretty good rate. Well, we offer like a match or beat policy in terms of the equipment financing that you're trying to do. Most of our rates are, in the mid-single digits. But because if you have like, in the works of somebody else that you were talking with, usually we're able to help you out with that match or beat policy that we have. But, I mean, we have two different programs. Like I say, we have a working capital program and an equipment financing program. Obviously, the equipment financing you're more familiar with, it's like that traditional loan. But our working capital program is a little bit different. It's a fairly newer program that allows you to access more cash than your typical line of credit. We base it off of sales, and generally, we're able to free up around 10 to 15% of your top line revenue as unsecured cash. So, for example, if you had $1 million in sales for 2015, we can, free up around $100,000 to $150,000 worth of cash for you to use as your business as you see fit, because it's unsecured cash.
Well, what kind of? But then the rate probably is higher, huh?
Right. So because it is an unsecured loan, of course the rate's going to be a little bit higher. I mean, we mainly look at we start around 10 cents on the dollar, but we do have terms that extend out to 24 months, depending on how you guys look down on paper, things like that, what your use is, what your expected return on investment is when you're, whatever the money you're going to be using it for. So,
I don't think I'm interested right now.
Okay, is there a typical time of the year where you might, want to consider bringing anything on? Like, I know towards the end of the year here, some companies start bringing on equipment so they can take advantage of those tax write-offs,
I bought some equipment this year. I bought a truck for $250,000, and, I don't have any plans of buying anything right now, to be honest.
Okay.
I'm just going to sit still for a little while, pay off some of my debt.
Do you guys have any like working capital loans out there right now, or like?
No. I mean, the only thing I owe is on a few trucks, pretty much.
Okay, so they're just like typical equipment finance loans that you have out.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, that's good. How many trucks you guys have in the fleet right now?
I got 17.
Seventeen. Wow, that's a lot of trucks.
and you
said you guys are in the waste management business?
Waste, and then I have big trucks too. I have some big trucks and trucks.
Oh, like heavy haulers.
I haul beer and paper with them.
Oh wow!
And then I've got a small waste company. I don't do residential. I do front load stuff and roll off stuff.
Oh yeah. Okay. Okay.
So I have that going too. So
that's
I got
good.
About five trash trucks, something like that.
Okay. How's 2016 been treating the business?
We've been good. I mean, we're slammed, but I've been spending a lot of my money buying stuff. So
yeah, kind of like
I don't know. We're I'm gonna owe too many taxes because I don't think it's going to show I made too much money, but invest in it.
Take advantage of that Section 179 towards the end of the year. Just fill that stuff out, and then make sure Uncle Sam doesn't take most of your money.
Yeah, right. I agree.
What are you guys? What are you guys tracking for this year in sales?
We're going to do about $3 million, something like
wow,
that.
Wow, that's pretty good. That's some impressive numbers right there. Nice.
I mean, we're a little guy though.
Now, 17 trucks? Are you kidding me? That's pretty good.
Well, I mean, a lot of these big companies got several hundred trucks,
Are you trying to reach that level?
No.
Kind of want to keep it.
I've been around this level for a while now. I mean, that's about all I can put my arms around without hiring several more people.
Okay. Yeah. Of course. I see what you mean there. Yeah. You know. I mean, you wouldn't want to maybe down the line kind of sit back, relax, have somebody else take control of it.
Yeah. Well, I got a grandson working with me, so I don't know if he's gonna step up or not. I just turned 65, so I don't know how long this long run will go. A few more years, probably.
Yeah, man. You know, take that retirement.
How easy I can make it out on myself.
Well, if you pass the torch along to somebody, you know, I think it'd be easier for you to just sit back and relax.
Yeah, right. So, all right,
Lynn,
I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, of course. You might call me back
in a few months, and we'll see.
Okay. Hey, Lynn, do you have an email address so I can just shoot you over my information in case anything comes up?
It's LPExpress, the number one, at OWENS. @twcbc.com.
Okay, let me try and so it's lpexpress1@owens.twcbc.com.
Cat boy cat. I don't know if you said B.
Yeah. Cat boy cat.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. All right.
That's right. Okay.
I'll shoot you over my information. You have me on file, and I'll what if I follow up sometime in November? How does that sound?
That'd be fun.
All right, Lynn. It's great talking to you. I'll follow up soon, man. Take care.
See you.
Bye.